Now, next up, we have our convention rules, because our bylaws state that every year at the beginning of our convention, we will play and adopt convention rules. So what we'll do is we'll have these read, and at the end of that, I will call for a motion and explain the voting at that point. So let's go ahead and hear those convention rules.
CCB Virtual Convention Rules 2021. Section 5.2.1 of the California Council of the Blind bylaws requires that at the beginning of each convention, the membership assembled shall adopt convention rules. The rules for the 2021 CCB conference and convention are as follows. Registered attendees may join the conference via the Zoom platform or by listening in on ACB radio. If you attend using the Zoom platform, the following rules apply. All participants will be automatically muted when you enter the Zoom webinar room. Only those participating via the Zoom platform will have the ability to call for the floor or to speak to the assembly during the convention. If you are seeking the floor for any purpose, you must raise your hand to join the queue to be recognized. From your landline phone, press star 9. Press Alt Y on your PC or Command Y on your Mac. And on the smartphone or tablet application, locate the raise hand button at the bottom of the screen and double tap. Important. The raise hand command is a toggle. If you enter the command a second time, you will lower your hand. The moderator will always lower your hand for you. Asking for the floor. The moderator will alert the chair that someone is asking for the floor. This will result in the chair recognizing you, and the moderator will unmute you, allowing you to speak. The moderator will then lower your hand. When you are finished speaking, the moderator will then mute your line again. Virtual conference and convention etiquette. The conference and convention is a live event. To ensure a good experience for all attendees, rules must be followed. Anyone not following these rules may be dropped from the convention and could be blocked from attendance. If your microphone is live for any reason, do not mute or unmute yourself unless instructed to by the chair or moderator. Doing so will interfere with the convention. Foul language, broadcast of inappropriate video, etc. will not be tolerated. Any individual engaging in such behavior will be immediately dropped and blocked by the moderator. Raise your hand only when you wish to ask for the floor. Wait to be recognized by the moderator. The moderator will alert the chair of those seeking the floor in the order hands are raised. While your hand is raised and you are waiting to speak, make sure your surroundings are quiet. Turn down the radio. Ask others in the room to please stop talking. Stop rattling paper, washing dishes, setting the microwave, etc. Remember that the background noise is amplified when you are on the air and it is irritating to others. All convention matters requiring a vote will be handled to the best ability in accordance with the CCB bylaws, CCB tradition, and the latest version of Robert's Rules of Order. The bylaws committee co-chairs will serve as parliamentarians. Standing rules. Each debatable issue before the convention shall be limited to approximately 20 minutes, with a 2-minute time limit per speaker, alternating between affirmative and opposing speakers. A majority of the members must agree in order to extend debate for an additional period of time. This will be done by using the raise hand feature on Zoom. The moderator will alert the chair if there is a majority. Motions to close debate will not be recognized by the chair during the first debate period. After the first debate period, properly made motions such as I call for the question or I move the previous question will be handled by the chair and voted on by the assembly. The chair may close debate when no one seeks the floor. Each member is respectfully urged to speak directly to the issue before the assembly and avoid unnecessary time-consuming dialogue. No member will be recognized a second time to debate unless there is not anyone else wishing to debate on that side. The chair shall appoint a timekeeper at the beginning of the debate period. Recognition to speak will be given to those members who properly address the chair. Motions that may interrupt a speaker may be called by using the raise hand feature on Zoom, responded to by the chair, and explained by the mover if requested by the chair. Examples: point of order, point of information, parliamentary inquiry, question of privilege, call for orders of the day, etc. Only those members who have registered for the convention will be permitted to exercise voting privileges. After this explanation, if 25 or more members object to the proposed change by virtually standing by using the raise hand feature on Zoom, in objection, the change requires debate and the majority vote to modify the convention program. During the elections of CCB officers and directors, nominating and seconding speeches shall be limited to 5 minutes per candidate with a speaking time allocated to the candidate's wishes. A person nominated for an office more than once shall be given 1 minute. Anyone meeting the requirements for voting membership in CCB in accordance with the CCB bylaws is entitled to vote on any matter coming before the convention, provided that The person's name appears on a chapter or affiliate's certified membership list submitted 30 days prior to the convention, and that chapter or affiliate has paid their membership dues or an individual has paid their at-large membership dues directly to CCB. During a record vote, membership will be certified by CCB volunteers. Voting instructions for 2021 CCB Virtual Convention. Elections. Whenever an officer or board of directors election is contested, a CCB member who has paid 2021 dues prior to March 23, 2021, and who has registered for the virtual convention by the registration deadline date of April 16, 2021, noon, will be eligible to vote. Delegate votes will be cast live on the Zoom platform. Delegate votes will be calculated by CCB Treasurer Lisa Presley Thomas. Chapter and affiliate delegates will be asked to raise their virtual hand to be given the ability to unmute themselves when called upon to cast their vote. Delegates should remute themselves immediately following the casting of their vote. A member will cast his or her virtual vote by using a landline phone or smartphone to call or text. Convention registrants who are certified to have paid CCB membership dues by March 23, 2021 will receive information prior to convention that will contain their assigned phone number to be used to cast their individual vote. CCB volunteers will be recording the individual votes. Members will be instructed as to when it is time to cast their individual votes. If a member has misplaced their assigned voting phone number, they will be able to call an information line to retrieve the information. This information line phone number will be announced during elections. When voting, you must provide your full name in order to establish your eligibility to vote, as well as the person for whom you are voting for. Please note, your vote will still count even if you misspell the name of a candidate in a text message. CCB volunteers will not disclose how anyone casts their individual vote. CCB volunteers are instructed to confirm text message votes. It may take up to 10 minutes to receive this confirmation depending on the volume of calls and text messages they are receiving. Please be patient. After the final votes have been cast, CCB volunteers will send the calculated member votes to the CCB-appointed representative to be added to the delegate votes. Once individuals and delegate votes are calculated, the chair will announce the result. Bylaw amendments and resolutions. After there has been a thorough discussion on any bylaw amendments or resolutions as described in the standing rules, the chair will ask if any members object to the bylaw amendments or resolutions to raise their hands virtually. If more than 10 members raise their hand, a virtual voice vote will be called with virtual raised hands representing members' voices. Remember, even if you are a CCB member, your vote will not count if you have not registered for the convention.
Deb, you have one correction for the Mac. Could you help us out with that, please?
Sure. So on the Mac, to raise your hand, it's option Y. It was listed in the convention rules as command Y, but that's not correct.
Thank you for that correction and helping us out with that, Deb. And with that being said, can I get a motion to adopt those?
So moved.
Moved by one Larry Gassman. Do we hear
seconded
any seconds?
Seconded by Sarah Harris.
Seconded by Sarah Harris. Okay, and what I'm going to do here, and for a yes or no vote, we're kind of going to do this all the way through the weekend. What we're going to do is we're going to declare these adopted unless there are, what did we say, 10 or 25?
10.
10.
10. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. So unless 10 people... And raise their hand. So nobody raise their hand yet right now. Unless 10 people raise their hand saying they do not agree with those rules, then we will declare them adopted. So we'll give it a few seconds here. Do we have any raised hands at this time?
One, two, two, three.
Two, three. Okay.
Yeah, just three.
I am not a math major. I chose communications because I could avoid math. But I do believe that three is less than 10. So
there's four.
Four? Okay. Mm-hmm. Four. I'll give it five more seconds.
Hopefully they're talking specifically about this when they raise their hands.
Hopefully. That's why I started by asking people not to raise hands unless they disagreed with these rules. Okay. So we've given it, I think, several enough time here. And Annette, did you say that there's only four hands up?
There are actually only two now.
Right now, there's only two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I guess we convince people to actually agree with the adopt or the rules as read. So we will declare those rules as read and amended as being our convention rules governing us for the next 3.5 days here. So thank you for those.